Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Speed Jokes, sponsored by Team Hochberg.
Earlier on Speed Jokes.
Hey guys, what do you call a hen that can count her own eggs? It's a mathma chicken. What's gray and sings calypso? That's Harry Elefante. What's purple, shriveled, and carries a machine gun? And it's got his hands up. Mary? Steve?
Something with an eggplant. I don't know.
Something with Capone.
Al Caprone.
That's what I was going to say. I was going to say that.
Oh, sorry, Steve. I jumped. Al Caprone. Steve Grzanich, I'm giving you a star next to your name today.
Half a star would be nice.
Finally, got to go to the garden store yesterday. They got a sign out front that reads, "Yes, we're open. We're so excited we wet our plants."
That is a good one.
Mary, I want you to say carrot, spell fork.
Carrot, F-O-R-K.
Dave, say lettuce, spell cup.
Lettuce, C-U-P.
You said wow, Dave.
Come on, Dave. What's the matter with you?
You were such a little kid.
Guy walks into a restaurant and says, "How do you prepare your chickens?" The cook says, "Well, nothing special. We just tell them they're going to die." How many Channel 11 employees does it take to screw in a light bulb? I know the answer to that, and I'll tell you after we first tell you how you can become a member of public television. How many Republicans does it take to screw in a light bulb? That would be two. One to make martinis and one to call an electrician. How many Democrats does it take to screw in a light bulb? 17. You knew it was going to be a higher number. One to screw in the bulb, six to form a committee to discuss how wonderful the new light will be, 10 to argue for increased funding for solar lighting research. Elephant and a giraffe come up to a turtle at a watering hole. The elephant walks over and kicks the turtle, whack, to the other side. Giraffe says, "Why'd you do that?" The elephant says, "Well, 50 years ago, he bit my ankle." Giraffe says, "Man, you've got a good memory." Elephant says, "Yep, turtle recall." I'm almost done. The man who wrote the Hokey Pokey died peacefully last week at the age of 93. The most traumatic part of it for the family was getting him into the coffin. You see, they put his left leg in.
And knew that was coming.
And the trouble started. I won't go on. Hey, Dave, knock, knock.
Who's there?
Olive.
Olive who?
All of me. Why not take all of me?
Everybody, to the left now. Skate to the left.
Can't you see that I'm no good without
I got my right arm around Dave's waist. Or just
take my
free skate.
Got my left foot in, left foot out.
We're skating counterclockwise.
Take my lips, I'll never use them.
All right, Speed Jokes sponsored by Team Hochberg. Some classics there. I've got some of my own. Here we go. You ready, Mr. Mazur?
Oh, I'm ready.
All right, here we go. Steve Alexander, you ready too? I just want to make sure everyone's aboard. Yeah. Vicky Kikuzi, and you on the ship today?
I am on the ship.
Here we go. My friend was bragging. This is topical here. My friend was bragging that his new 3D printer can print a gun.
Mm.
Big deal. I've had a Canon printer for years. Thank you. Why is dark spelled with a K and not a C?
Why?
Because you can't see in the dark. I don't like that one too much. I should have skipped that one. That's okay. Well, I didn't. Too late now. Delighted to say I finally got a new job installing mirrors. Nothing fancy, but was something I could always see myself doing. Right, light chuckles, I like it. How do you make the number one disappear?
I'm afraid to ask.
I know.
You add G and it's gone.
What?
Oh, yeah, there it is, Vicky. Took a second. You got it for sure?
A second. Yeah, okay. Yeah, I got it.
No, I don't got it.
Here's a double. What do you mean? I got a double punchline here for you. Yeah. I caught my son chewing on an electrical cord, so I had to ground him. He's doing better currently.
Currently.
Yes!
That one's a good one.
Thank
Can we
you.
Go back to the 1G one? I still don't got that
okay,
one.
What do you mean?
How do you make the number... Write it out here, Steve. Okay. Or how do you make the number one? Write out one.
One.
Spelling
spell it,
though.
a one.
How do you make it disappear? You add a G.
Yeah. I'm surprised.
I know you're not supposed
to
explain it.
Right.
Well, but John's not here, so J-O-N explains it. Okay?
I would have thought about that all day.
How much does a roof cost?
He was gonna email me and say, "How did you get it?"
How much does a roof cost?
I don't know.
Nothing. It's on the house. Ah,
I thought that was like the Santa sleigh thing.
Well, I'm sorry, Vicky. What's worse than raining cats and dogs? Hailing taxis. And last but not least, how do you determine the mass of a red hot chili pepper? How do you determine the mass of a red hot chili pepper? No one?
No one.
Idea.
Give it away now.
Ah.
There you go. Speed jokes.